I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
These stories always amaze me. A man tried to hide a bag of heroin between his butt cheeks during a traffic stop. This happened in Florida. Like, is that where he already had the heroin? Like, is he driving around? He's like, got to get to point A to point B. Like, okay, just in case I get pulled over, heroin, butt cheeks, go.
Safekeeping.
Or usually where you put crack.
It is. Well, it's definitely whack. Is heroin a close thing? I don't know where else you would put it. But, yeah, the man refused to unclench his butt cheeks after getting out of the car. The officers were forced. And this is why we have to respect our men and women of law enforcement. They were forced to pull the drugs out.
Ugh.
After the man refused to be searched.
Good grief.
Are they on the side of the road or are they back in jail? I'm hoping they're back in jail when they actually do this. Like, spread them.
Was it brown tar heroin?
It was. It was brown tar heroin right there. Yes. Yeah, they pulled it out of his, where. He was arrested and charged with possession of drugs and paraphernalia, which is another reason why. I'm not a prude. You want to do drugs? Do you, as long as you don't affect me. That's cool. But, like, do you ever wonder how the drugs get there?
I don't want to know.
That's my point. Like, if maybe I was going to try heroin this week, and just because I was going to, it's like, what if it was between this dude's butt cheeks before?
It could have been.
You really got to know your drug dealer, I guess. All right, a 38-year-old guy named Jeremy, he was at a convenience store in Wisconsin just before midnight last week, and he went into their walk-in cooler. You ever been in one of those things? It's like you go into a winter wonderland. It's freezing.
Yeah.
Freezing, and some of them are just giant, and the door, right behind you. Well, he went in there, and he didn't realize the cooler has a lock that automatically triggers at midnight, so he got trapped in there. So he did what anybody would do. He started drinking. It's like, well, might as well have a beer.
I would do the same thing if I was going to be locked in there all night.
Where would you prefer? You probably prefer to be locked into a McDonald's with nuggets, right?
For sure.
Like, I'm just going to have to eat this one out and dip it in some ketchup. The guy was stuck in there and he was just, drinking. Employees found him almost 6 hours later.
Ooh.
He had drank, and this surprised me. This does not seem like a lot of alcohol. He drank one 18-ounce can of Ice House beer. Ugh, gross. That's like you're in college. Like, what's the cheapest beer? Okay, we'll get some Ice House.
Well, maybe he figured he'd have to pay for it later.
Well, let me get to that good part, Alex. He had one 18-ounce can of Ice House beer and three cans of Four Loko. Now, that stuff.
Oh, that'll mess you up.
One can messed me up. I had a buzz. I was like, whoa.
Was it a college kid?
I don't know.
No. I got blackout drunk after I had one of those.
Is that back in the day before? Because it used to be like they had to change the recipe or whatever, or the way they sold it.
But it was two or three years ago. I came up here to Klipsch for the Lana Del Rey concert, and I had never had one before. I drank one, and it was on a work night. And then I had to call in because I was like, I did not realize. I thought it was just like a wine cooler. I didn't understand.
God, no.
I was blackout drunk. And I was like, there's no way I'm waking up at 4:30 in the morning for a morning show. I was like, I'm so sorry. I felt so embarrassed because of how unprofessional that was. But I was like, I mean, I can't even drive right now. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I was so drunk.
That's afterwards, too. She said 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah, it was years before that. Yeah.
Years before, like, they used to have it where, like, they could have the energy and the alcohol, and they were getting really worried about it. And kids and teenagers were drinking them all the time. Like, that was the go-to drink. When I was when I worked in Grand Rapids, like, when they were, like, really crazy, the alcohol, we had a cop come in studio and do a breathalyzer. We were promoting that drinking and driving. And I was still about the same size, like, 350, 400-pound big guy, right? So you figure I can handle some. I was legally drunk, like 0.08 or 0.008, however it works, the legal limit, after like almost one and a quarter.
Yeah.
And that's me. That's me.
That's how drunk. So now you know how drunk I was because I, am a third of your size.
Do you even remember the concert?
No. Like, I really don't. I remember, like, the first two or three songs. I don't remember anything that happened after. God.
Did you get sick or did you just pass out?
Majorly sick.
Oh, that's terrible. Still a delicious drink, though. So this guy had three of those cans, but he spaced it out over 6 hours. As soon as they opened the door, he took off running. So he did not pay Alex for that 18-ounce can of beer and some Four Locos. As soon as he opened it up, he was gone. The employees called the cops, and they tracked down Jeremy and arrested him for retail theft. Here's the thing, though. He didn't really need to be trapped. The cooler had a glass door, and he could have easily just banged on it and yelled at employees for help.
What?
So this guy just wanted to chill and hang out in the freezer and drink beer all night. So that's what he ended up doing. Yeah, and he ran off without paying. They did catch him, and he's going to be charged for that.
How can he stand to be that cold?
No beer, alcohol, liquor, anything is worth that. Like, I'm in and out. Like, I always make fun of you and everybody else. Like, it's so cold. It's cold inside of a beer cooler.
I cannot believe you stayed in there that long.
Get out. And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go back to 1996. A 51-year-old prostitute named Karen from Florida approached a man recently in a car around 11 o'clock. This happened Wednesday night, actually. Offered him an amazing deal. Probably a deal most people wouldn't pass up. She said she'd perform some favors on him in exchange for $5 and a Beanie Baby. Like I said, are we
That's
going
one to- way to get all the things you need for your collection.
Like 1996 calling. The man ended up being an undercover cop, and she was arrested for prostitution. But didn't we? It amazes me with prostitutes, the things that they want, between like $5 to $10, which seems really low, by the
He's
way.
He's like, could I have a Polar Pop and a Beanie Baby?
We did one before. It's like, she wanted a four-piece nugget. You just want a four-piece nugget and $5?
Like, yeah, this is crazy.
Where were you when I was single? Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.